The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, which is the number. If you missed the first hour, AJ doing a good job of breaking down some potential NBA players. I mean,
Curtis, Jason will get into everything, I'm sure.
Yeah, AJ. Jason Braddock also contributed. So, and we'll keep hitting on some of those as we go along. And yeah, I mean,
he'll probably make fun of me for my little hearts next to all the guys that I like.
And we had Ben and Wendell in here from Highway Hemp Vodka, which is based right here in Houston. And Aaron, have you had a chance to taste that yet? Just curious what you think.
I have. It's very smooth.
Yeah, they did a nice job with it, and it was really fun having them on. And support your local businesses, man. And that was pretty much the first hour, all available on podcastarena.com on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And somebody's asking how much it costs. I think, I get the big bottle. It's under $30 for the big bottle.
For the big jug?
Yeah. These, I think, are closer to $20, the ones that we have on the Twitch channel now. But yeah, go check out your specs. Yeah, that's in Total Wine places.
This was a quote from Fred during that segment. I'm going to give away one of my spots, but you can get it at Specs Downtown. That's literally the spot for everyone.
No, but they only had like four bottles left.
If you want booze, the first place you look is Specs Downtown.
Yeah, except I know you can get it there. You can't get it at this one in Richmond because that's my other place. I stop there on the way in to work sometimes when I need to reload. And I've asked like three times and like, nope, we haven't heard of it. So, but the only place that I found it is the Specs Downtown because I've been to a couple other Specs.
Okay.
So they probably just sold out. I know they have it in stock there.
Well, here's a secret about Specs Downtown. They keep what they want to keep, and then they send the rest out to the other stores.
Right.
They do that with beer. They do it with booze. They decide, well, we're going to keep this much of this. If there's any left over, we'll ship it out to the other spots.
What I meant, though, is there were only like four left, and if I tell the listeners, they'll go buy it, and then I won't get it.
But that's anybody. If you say, okay, it's not available everywhere. Like, if there's a whiskey that's not available everywhere, guess where the first place I always go look is?
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. Oh, there's a couple other little spots, too, that I keep hidden, but none of them have this.
You're also an expert drinker. All three of us are. That's always our first go-to is Specs Downtown. Some people who live out in the boonies won't think of, oh, I don't want to drive all the way into downtown and deal with parking.
And that's fair. I mean, not everybody, frankly, not everybody knows about downtown. Not everybody comes to downtown Houston. I'm a downtown creature. And you're a beer creature, and so is Aaron, so we know the place to go. And I got nothing but good stuff to say about that downtown Specs, man. That place is amazing. They pretty much whatever you want is there. And they've also got a really nice supermarket in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to them. And I got a shout out to my buddy Tang, who's the one who brought the hemp vodka to the UH game. That's kind of where that started.
Shout out to my buddy Wu, who came before the Tang.
Hey, let's take Philip's phone call. He's been on hold for a while. He's been very patient. What's up, Philip?
Phil?
Hello.
Hey, Philip.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing sports, man.
I love y'all show, man. I'm listening from Pennsylvania. I live in a small town here in Pennsylvania.
Stop the count.
And Ridgeway. Ridgeway.
Did they count fake votes in Ridgeway, or was it only Trump votes?
It's all Trump.
Okay, thank God.
I love it.
What's
but anyway, I just wanted to say there's three things. Today's my anniversary with my girl, 14 years.
Damn.
So I just wanted to ask if y'all will put that on the radio because, you know, I listen to y'all by what do you call it? I mean, I don't have the radio station.
You got the
up
app?
Here. So, the app, 97.5, the app. And, you know, I'm from Houston. I'm from Houston, Texas. But I live in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania now. And we're like, I mean, Trump supporters, we're mad at the world right now. Like, I went to a doctor today, and they said I had high blood pressure. I'm 48 years old.
Did you tell them that was fake
news? I told
the
doctor. No, and I told the doctor, I said, 2020 caused high blood pressure. And she told me, she said, you know what? All my patients have high blood pressure.
That could be. Maybe she needs to get her blood pressure machine fixed.
Well, shout out to your lady. What's her name?
Her name is Dr. Brighton.
Dr. Brighton. I hope Dr. Brighton hears her shout out and it makes her want to make love to you tonight. Sweet, sweet love.
Oh, she is pretty hot, too.
Good for you.
But anyway, what I want to say is that James Harden, got to go. James Watt, he's got to go. Let's just break this whole shit.
Can't say that.
I think what he was trying to say is let's get rid of all of it and break it down, which I'm okay with. But, yeah, you can't do that, Philip. Hey, he made it pretty far.
It's a good try.
Crystal said he had to think about his gal's name. Shame. We all forget sometimes. So, I think we talked about this a lot yesterday. If the Rockets tear the whole thing down, I think it's the right idea. I already like the move they made for Covington to move on from him. I think that's a good indicator of what they plan to do. That's 2, and it's 5:08.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. So, yeah. But thanks for the phone call. Apparently, I guess Atlanta's in talks for a sign and trade for Gordon Hayward.
See, that's another thing I saw about this. I saw another rumor about the Warriors. The Celtics give up Gordon Hayward and like 3 first round picks. Because I think they have 3 first-round picks this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they always have picks.
And in exchange, they would get the Warriors' number 2 pick and Andrew Wiggins' contract.
What do you think of that?
You know, it's not awful. It gives the Warriors some options. And Gordon Hayward's not an awful fit with what the Warriors do. And if he is, it's an expiring contract, whereas Wiggins is 3 more years. I'd consider it. If I were Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, especially, it does seem like he'd be a fit with them, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of guys would be a fit there. It's
if you can shoot a little bit, you move around, you're willing to pass.
Yeah.
You fit.
Yeah. 281 said he just picked up a bottle of the Highway Vodka.
All right.
Heard us talking about it. So
honestly, his beanie's my favorite part about it.
Yeah, I like mine. It's just, it's going to be 100 degrees in here in 5 minutes. So,
well, you're still wearing a sweatshirt.
It's not a sweatshirt. It's a very, very thin long sleeve shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's actually perfect for the weather outside when you're in the 70s.
I was going to say you're wearing a turtleneck because on the Twitch it looks like you're wearing a turtleneck, but you're not. You're just wearing your gator.
Which is why I love the gator so much. Yeah. It makes every shirt
every
a turtleneck.
Every shirt's a turtleneck now.
Even my t-shirts are a turtleneck now.
It's a beautiful thing for
you.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a good thing. It's a positive. That's why I keep that's why I keep wearing these things, and yeah, that's why I don't bitch about having to wear a mask because, you know, I like turtlenecks. Just to me, anything that covers up your neck is a positive. And speaking of positives, guess what we will have at some point today?
Positive non-pedo corona update of the day.
Yes, we will, because I have good news for the people. So that's just a radio tease.
Okay.
And it's not all good news, but there's some good news. Yesterday I couldn't really come up with any good news. But today I got good news for you. Somebody's saying, have you heard they might go back to online classes after Thanksgiving? Have you heard anything about that?
I've not. I saw that I think New York City went full-blown, shut everything down, back to online school only, like the New York City schools. I haven't heard anything about that. not in the school district where my kids are, but it wouldn't shock me.
That's just kind of a general question. This isn't a political thing. This is just an honest opinion from you guys. Like, when they do roll out this vaccine, I think health workers obviously have to be first. I think first responders need to be in there because they're out dealing with the public every day.
Well, you forgot the ultra wealthy.
Well, that goes without saying.
Okay.
The ultra wealthy get everything
Thank
first.
You.
Yeah. But
politicians and the ultra wealthy get things
but
first.
But once we get to real people, obviously, I think anyone in the medical profession who's dealing with patients is going to be on that first list. I think first responders are in that first list. I would put teachers on that first list, too.
I think so, too. It's a good call.
You agree?
Yeah. Like teachers.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm pro teacher.
And then we go to high risk.
Anybody disagree with me on that? Any of you guys anti-teacher?
Just the one I dated. But then I think we go to the at-risk people. And then there's the rest of us. So I don't know how long it's going to be before they get to the rest of us.
I mean, you're at risk.
I mean, not really. I mean, yeah. No. I mean, age-wise, maybe. But, I'm not prone to illnesses. I mean, I've always had a really good immune system. I'm pretty sure I've already had it once. I may get it again. But I just think, I'm thinking of the people over 65. I'm thinking of the really olds. That would be the next group. And then us. And that would be America, and then the rest of the world can have it. We got to take care of America first, right?
America first.
Isn't that what we're about?
That's right. Somebody had a slogan about that.
And Flea says, teachers, my mom teaches at South Houston, damn straight teachers need to be up high on that list. I was just curious because if I were in charge of this whole thing and I was going to roll it out, that would be the groups that would get it first in my mind.
Panda Legion says, after teachers vaccinate, then strippers.
Well,
he says stripers. I assume he means strippers.
Well, no, he's talking about the guys who put the stripes on the highway for you.
That's why teachers are important. More important than strippers either. Because if you don't have teachers, if the teachers all die of the Rona, who's going to teach you that there's two P's in stripper? Come on.
So he forgot the military will be one of the first groups.
Oh, yeah.
They
fall in that first responder group and probably right. Before first responders.
Yeah.
No offense to local first responders. I'm just telling you who will probably get it first is the military.
So he said, what about that guy that hated AJ? Does he get the vaccine last?
He can get it. He's fine with me.
Hey.
I'm
AJ hater.
Grudges.
What you going to do? Inject him with the Wuhan flu.
Not me. I'm over that with Todd. I'm okay. If Todd doesn't like me, that's okay. That's where I'm at. I hope Todd never gets the coronavirus. How about that, Fred? Look at me. New, mature me.
Yeah, that only took an hour and 14 minutes.
Thank you.
Let's see how long it lasts. But, at least I'll tell you one thing that's mature is your choices on insurance.
Thank you. How many guys do you know mature enough to know that, you know what, paying too much for your homeowner's insurance is a bad thing? How many guys do you know talking to you about your homeowner's insurance? It's just me. That's it. Because I'm the only mature person in your life. And I'm telling you now, you could save some dough with TGS insurance, and it's super simple. All you do is text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back and say, hey, what's your address? Give me the addy. And you pass that on, and what do they do? 15 seconds or less, they reply back with a firm insurance quote, excellent coverage, and they're going to start saving you money right away. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. It's a lot of money. Graham down the hall, $2,600 a year. That could be what's just sitting there going to the insurance company that could be in your pocket that you could be spending on toys or action figures or ATV parts, whatever mature things you like to spend your money on. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS. Bam, boom from the gate now. Gas moves everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Gas moves everything around me. Green, get the money. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, while waiting for A.J., how about we do our positive non-pedo Rona update of the day?
Positive non-pedo Corona update of the day.
I'm liking that song. Okay, so we do this every day, and the thing that kind of irritated me this morning is, yeah, I still get the paper chronicle, and the headline was something like, oh, coronavirus cases cause for alarm. Yeah, why do you have to use words like alarm? Why can't we just look at it and say, all right, we need to be concerned. We need to rein things in a little bit. But no, that doesn't get you to click on it. It has to be cause for alarm. And, of course, I wasn't clicking on it because it was the actual newspaper. I didn't read it. But what I will read is the actual numbers from tmc.edu today. Now, the effective reproduction rate is still up. It's 1.10. Last week it was 1.08. That's, you know, not good. We want it to be lower than that. The positivity rate, 5.6% compared to 5.2 last week, also up. Here's the positive. I know everybody thinks that we're like trending towards these 2,000 people days again. Well, we had a couple days over 1,000. Yesterday we had over 900 new cases. You know how many we had? Well, 2 days ago, because this is a day behind. Yesterday, only 483 new cases. So if we, you know, keeping it under 500 is kind of the goal, right? So if we have a few more days where we do that, I think it shows that maybe we don't have cause for alarm, but maybe just cause to, you know, for a little bit of concern. 155 new patients in the hospitals, which is up from 147 last week. And ICU numbers are getting up there a little bit too, which is 96% full. So most of the numbers up a little, but the key one, the one that we pay the most attention to is, at least I do, the new cases each day, under 500 yesterday. That's a positive sign. So, do with that what you will, and play the outro.
Positive, non-pedo, Corona update of the day.
All right. Somebody says, don't give the first responders the first dose. They could have a bad reaction, and who's left? Give it to the bar owners.
Mm.
I don't want to kill the bar owners. I need those guys. Yeah.
Give it to prisoners.
Well, I'm sure they have. I mean, that's what they're there for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to be like human guinea pigs or human rats, whatever. I'm all for it. Go to death row and test those guys because they're going to kick anyway. What's the worst that could happen? But that, and I've been reading up on the two now that it's funny. After the second guys came out and said, oh, we have a 94% success rate, Pfizer came back with, oh, actually, ours is 95. It's going to be like 6-minute abs versus 7-minute abs. But the one side effect that they said it has, of course, I say there's no major side effects, but a lot of people that took it say it feels like a really bad hangover. And I'm pretty sure all of our listeners would be like, yeah, whatever. That's yesterday. I'm good. Yeah. So we'll see. And you have to take it in two shots, like a couple weeks apart. I don't know what the rollout's going to be like and all that and when it's actually going to be ready. I think it'll be ready for some people by the end of the year is what I'm hearing. But as far as getting it to the general population. And here's the other thing too. And I don't want to throw water on this. They have no idea how long it actually lasts. They don't know if it's going to be like a flu shot where you got to do it every year, or they don't know if it's going to be like a tetanus shot, which lasts you for whatever, 10 years or something like that. They don't know because this is all new. So we'll see what happens. And somebody said, Fred, what do you think about the articles that state people with O blood type are more immune to the COVID? I know it may be a stupid, ignorant article, but just curious what you thought. I actually haven't seen that.
I saw that a while back.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'm immune.
Because you're not O?
I am O.
Oh.
I'm type O negative.
But, yeah, I've also seen that people who smoke don't get it. Which.
They don't get it?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Like, there's an upper respiratory disease, and you get it, you avoid it by smoking.
You know, maybe nicotine should be part of these vaccines. So, Aaron, where are you on the whole vaccine thing now?
I won't take it because not even a not trusting anything. I'm not high risk for it, and I'm willing to take that chance that, you know, by the time I probably would get
it. So you're an anti-vaxxer is what you're saying.
Totally. I think it's going to, if I get it, all of a sudden I'm going to end up with, I don't know, figure some, I'm going to end up dyslexic if they give it to me.
Or dyslexic.
Yeah, but what, I mean, if you, what if you get it and then you bring it here and Juggalo Trey gets it and then, you know, somebody else down the hall gets it from Juggalo Trey. I mean, if you can get the vaccine, you don't want the vaccine?
Not immediately again, because again, I'm not high risk. I don't feel the need. I mean, I do what I need to protect myself.
Okay.
But I would rather.
What about your wife?
She might have to get it because of work.
Yeah.
But
she works for the government.
Yep.
Okay. Will your wife want it?
She'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think they're going to require her to do it at work anyway. They've got some, and she's one that's had to work throughout this whole thing in the office, and they've got very strict protocols for everybody there. Like, she has to fill out a thing every night. She has to have her temperature taken. I think she has to get tested ever so often. So, you know, it's she's been on top of it all the whole way, and I'm sure she'll jump right in, and she'll probably get the vaccine before me. What are the odds menthol vodka is the vaccine? If it were, I'm going to be standing next to Aaron. So, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, it's – listen, guys, it just hopefully we can just, you know, survive this next little run we're having here. I know it's bad all over the country, but it is – yeah, and it's not great right now, but it's nowhere near where it was in the summer, and – so far, it's not spiking into that. We've just had a couple of days that weren't as good as they have been. And hopefully that'll trend in the right direction, and everybody just keep doing the smart stuff. We'll be fine. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Is that DJ? Oh, we ain't heard from DJ in a while. Let's get him on. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? It's been a while. I just want to say, you know, two things. I'm an anti-vax as well. And this is Wendy's day, so what are the odds that my Saints are going to still do good without Drew Brees? I'll hang up and listen. I hope you guys have been great.
Boy, I miss when DJ Hollygrove didn't use a potato for a cell phone. How about you guys?
Well, I don't think it's a potato. I think he just had a can with a hole in it. And he tied a string to it.
It's the COVID world.
But yeah, the string, I mean, was
everybody
just
had to cut costs somewhere. Everybody
was
had
just hanging
back,
out his
AJ.
Window. It wasn't connected to our can. It was just hanging out the window.
It was connected
of his car.
To the antenna.
He tied it to the.
What did he say?
Wire.
Does anyone know
something about anti-vaccinations? And then he asked how the Saints are going to do without Drew Brees.
Okay.
Yeah, that
part I understood. I don't know what he said about being an anti-vaxxer.
I think he said he is one. He's like you, Aaron. He's an anti-vaxxer.
Got to unite.
As far as the Saints, I don't know. The Saints have a good defense and they've got a good running game. It really boils down to, are they going to turn the ball over? Because that's what Drew Brees doesn't really do. And if Jameis goes out there and turns the ball over, I don't think they're going to do very well. If they can avoid turnovers, they shouldn't lose a whole lot. I mean, Drew Brees is a lot better than Jameis at this point even, but Drew Brees ain't what he used to be either.
Well, I think they'll be fine, but I'm damn sure pounding Falcon plus +5 this week. I feel really good about that. I think the Falcons are playing better. I think there will be I do think Winston will make some mistakes, and that'll keep the Falcons in the game. I think the Saints will win a close one, but from a betting perspective, I'm on the Falcons. So, somebody says, what was at an ER yesterday and heard the receptionist say it was $300 a pop for a quick test with no insurance. There are testing places all over the city you can go. In fact, there's one over by, I think, by Minute Maid and BBVA. And pretty sure
I think Lance said Lot C.
Yeah.
Or Lot B.
Yeah. Those are free, right?
I believe so. And I think he said it only took like a few hours. Yeah, hours or a day, maybe.
Yeah, if somebody knows, it just hit me up on the text line, but I'm pretty sure those are free, and there's one there. There's one, I've seen a couple of, actually, the one I stopped at, they took my insurance card, and I didn't pay anything, but there was one on the way to work that I saw, said, you know, rapid COVID testing that was like a tent. And so I've stopped by that, I think, three times now. And it was free with my insurance. So I don't know what it would cost otherwise. But negative all three times, which I'm sure you guys are proud to hear.
Congratulations. Yeah.
It's better than bear me. Oh, yeah, I did test positive once since I've been here pretty much every day. All right, guys, if you're like most people, you've got a balance on your credit cards, and that's a high rate of interest and probably higher than you want to pay. So you can turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed rate interest and start saving money. And right now, LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. Application's 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. There's absolutely no fees. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And one thing LightStream does, they believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
I knew you were trouble when you walked down. So shame on me. To places I never been. Till you put me down.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, can we do a little college football?
Sure.
USAtoday.com, which I hate for the most part. Every now and then they do something I like, or as I like to call them, USA Today. Rank the top 10 quarterbacks in college football so far this year.
Okay.
Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
And tell me if you think they're correct or if they're overselling.
All right. Let's do that game.
At number 10, Malik Willis, Liberty.
He's been pretty good. That may be a stretch, because there's a lot of love for Liberty right now, Liberty Bibbity.
Yeah.
But he's been impressive, yeah.
Here's a name you know. Number 9, Kellen Mond, Aggie.
I mean, it's hard to argue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He's taken a step this year. I think part of it is they're only having to play one really good team so far. Well, two, Florida. But I think he's played very well for them. I don't have any problem with him at number 9. Number 8, Dylan Gabriel, Central Florida. Leads the nation in passing plays of 20 or more yards, ranks second in plays of 30 or more yards, first in plays of 40 or more yards with 17, and is one of two teams with two or more completions of 80 or more yards.
I guess it's hard to argue. I guess I just think of them as a whole team. Excuse me. And I'm like, eh.
They're good, but they're not what they've been.
But yeah, offensively, they're pretty money.
Number 7, De'Aaron King.
I won't argue with that at all.
Number 6, Sam Howell, North Carolina.
Maybe a little overrated.
Well, coming off off the last game, that probably is what put him there. But his whole year hasn't been what I was expecting. That game was outstanding.
He's been good. He hasn't been what he was sold as, which was basically like a Heisman candidate.
Well, he's 6th, so that's not quite Heisman candidate. But number 5, I like this guy a lot, Zach Wilson, BYU.
He's been very impressive, too. Yeah, hard to argue with him either.
I think this is too low. Mac Jones, Alabama, number 4.
I'd honestly have Mac Jones number 1.
I would, too. Trevor Lawrence, 3. He's missed a couple games. I'd have to have him a little bit lower, much as I love him. Number 2, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Number 1,
Kyle Trask.
He's basically He's almost on Joe Burrow pace.
Yeah.
It's very close.
I'll say this. Some of the guys that they may be overlooking a little bit, and I know he's only played a couple games, but Graham Mertz at Wisconsin looks like he's a beast. Like that Sam Ehlinger didn't even make the top 10.
No.
Is odd to me. I'd have to look up his stats, but
yeah, I don't.
It ain't his fault that the team's not good.
No, I don't know who I would kick off that list.
And then Ian Book's been very good too.
Well, yeah, and I mean his team's undefeated. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting list because I do think those are both notable omissions, but I'm also not sure who I pull off of there. It's easy to say Malik Willis because it's Liberty.
Yeah,
but you know they're also having a pretty good season, and so is he. And you know, I didn't realize the numbers Dylan Gabriel was putting up were that good. I mean, yeah. You know, just because they've also got a loss, and yeah. So there you go. Just want to throw a little college football at you. I know it's kind of out of nowhere.
I'd also, and this is, I mean, he's still a quarterback, so I guess you can take into account what their offense is. But Kyle Van Treese at Buffalo. Yeah. Off to a pretty good start, too.
Yeah.
I know they run the ball a lot, but, boy, when he throws it, they score.
A lot of people telling me the test by Minute Maid is free. It takes about 48 hours.
That's where Lance got his done.
So here's some Kyle Trask stats for you. 28 touchdowns and 211 attempts, which puts him ahead of Joe Burrow's pace from last year. And obviously he's not going to hit Joe Burrow numbers because they're not playing 15 games.
Yeah.
But if they played 15 games on his current pace, which if you're on pace guy, he'd have 525 attempts, which is almost exactly the same amount as Burrow had, 527. He would eclipse Burrow's 60 passing touchdowns and throw for roughly the same amount of yardage.
My guess is Kyle Pitts slows down the stretch because there won't be Kyle Pitts anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, is that Cynthia? Is that or
yes?
All right, let's go to Cynthia.
Hello, Cynthia.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment about that vaccine. I wouldn't take it, and I wouldn't want neither my family nor the Americans to take that vaccine. One, because it's made by Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson is the highest manufacturing for medicine that has caused cancer and lawsuits. They have lawsuits from the medicines Respiron. And so I don't feel safe taking anything from Johnson & Johnson.
Well, I think it's going to be from Pfizer, who makes Viagra. And Viagra works and doesn't give you cancer.
Right. Well, that's the other one. But the one that they're saying that they're going to bring first is the one from Johnson & Johnson.
Well, would you take the Viagra or the Pfizer one?
Because
really, I've never heard about cancer from that. They say the downside is you might have to go to your doctor if it lasts too long.
Actually, Johnson & Johnson bought out Pfizer.
Oh, so that is them.
Yeah.
Maybe she's right.
Yeah, so she is right about that.
Cynthia, you're a pretty smart lady.
And then there's another. The second one, though, is not Johnson & Johnson.
Who is that one?
It's something with an M.
Moderna.
Moderna.
What do they make?
Well, now that the
COVID vaccine.
Viagra recipe is out on the market, I'm sure they make some type of that.
That's true. Or is that like Hims?
Liagra.
But their stock, although their stock closed down today. Interestingly enough.
Moderna did?
Yeah.
Well, I was pissed off the other day at that Pfizer CEO who said, we're really close on a vaccine. Didn't give a timeline or anything. Just said, we're really close. And then sold like 60, cashed out 60% of his stock that same day.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
That seems dirty. Just throwing that out there.
I would keep an eye on the stock numbers because that's, if those guys' stock plummets, then I'd be worried about these vaccines. Now, what I have been reading is that there's about three or four others that are have the same approach. That, and I don't want to get too detailed, but like they attack the proteins in the virus, And the fact that two of those seem to be working bode well for the rest of them. So there's like a German company that's close to. And yeah.
Yeah, Sam Ehlinger, 22 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. I mean, it's pretty good. I don't know. Maybe they're taking into account team success and things like that too, which makes
sense. Now, what's his completion percentage though? Because I know he's had a couple games where he's been really crappy.
58.8.
That's okay.
He was 65 last year, so it is down.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd have to compare that to some of the other guys at the bottom of that list.
I think I'd have Mac Jones 1, Kyle Trask 2.
I would, despite those numbers I read about Kyle Trask, I still think I'd have Mac Jones 1 on the list.
Yep.
So, 409 says, for people over there, the Beaumont Emergency Center takes whatever your insurance pays as payment in full, 15-minute results.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, speaking of Beaumont, guess where we will be tomorrow? Be at Madison's.
Yeah,
along
baby.
With the Josh Innes show. So come on out, and you know, guys, considering we don't know what's going to happen with this damn thing, who knows how many road shows we're going to have?
This might be the last one for a while.
Yeah, I hope not. Well, I do know Beaumont doesn't have the Rona, so we're okay.
It's invincible.
Yeah, it's a Rona-free zone. But go check that out if you want to get tested over there. So
just a cursory search. Apparently Moderna has made a lot of headway with this thing called mRNA, which basically
MDMA?
Close. Mm-hmm. It apparently can teach your DNA and your cells how to fight off all kinds of different diseases. So that's what that was their big research project before COVID, is that they want to be able to inject you with something and it teaches your body how to fight off like cancer or regenerative, like different thing. It's
leprosy.
Yeah, all kinds of weird stuff. Apparently,
all right, that's got
to
be good.
They're planning on. I don't know how far of a backseat that took to COVID, but
well, that sounds like a cure for all things.
Yeah, kind of.
And our first step to becoming artificial intelligence, because we'll live forever, and then they'll have to put a computer in our brain to keep our brains alive.
Well, you lost me with that.
Sorry.
Hey, David Gal just texted us and said you were supposed to take him to Beaumont.
He's got an open invitation. I'll even come pick him up at the office and bring him if he wants to come.
So imagine David Gal at a bar in Beaumont.
You know what? David Gal would fit in just fine there.
A versatile guy.
He is. He can fit in anywhere. I mean, he's.
I mean, so can we though.
We're not as classy as David.
Maybe you recall that David Guile and I had drinks at the Harvard Club in New York City.
I was there too.
Formerly New Amsterdam.
It wasn't just you.
Yeah, but we all laughed at you when you left because you were so low rent. You acted like a Yaley the whole time.
No, I acted like Bill O'Brien from Brown. But no, he...
You acted like you were from Dartmouth or something. What a dope. That's what everybody said when you left. They're like, did that guy go to Dartmouth? Oh,
that's a Princeton guy.
What a fool.
He's a Princeton guy. Get him out of here. Well, I can fit in on stuff like that on occasion, but David can fit in anywhere.
And then we walked around and looked at all the dead animal heads on the wall. They've got like, I mean, they've got a giraffe head and a werewolf head, stuff you can't find anywhere else.
Unicorn.
Werewolf? Unicorn head.
Yeah, they had a unicorn too.
Unicorn head.
Yeah,
a woolly mammoth mount. Yeah, very impressive.
You don't see that anywhere outside.
They had one of the very first species of the chupacabra, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a pterodactyl head. They've got it all at the
You don't see.
Oh, that's why Fred's allowed there. He shot that one.
And okay, let's play this game. Name a book.
What was the sex book that all the girls were reading a couple years ago?
They had it at the Harvard Club. 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
They had it.
That's it.
They had every book ever made at the Harvard Club. Every book.
Yeah, the only place on the planet you can get all that stuff other than Harvard is Hogwarts.
Yeah, and what you do is you sit in that club and you just read a book by candlelight.
Can't be that smart if they don't know how to install, like, just
regular
reading lights.
Oh, they could, but it's classier.
Yeah, you don't understand classy.
God.
I don't. That's
look
why
at this guy.
If you know, Brett, if you want them to make fun of me more.
No, he went to Brown with Bill O'Brien.
What a dope.
Boston College.
He's a Columbia guy.
Boston College is not in the Ivy League.
I know. That's why it wouldn't even get to the Ivy League.
Like, you have to look down on the other Ivy League schools. That's how this works. All right.
They have a community college around there that I could attend.
I don't think there's a community. I don't.
Worcester community.
Oh, God. Let's just take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Stocks got hit with a late-day sell-off amid concerns about the continued and more rapid spread of the coronavirus. New York City closing down its public schools because the positivity rate from testing has gone above a 3% benchmark. More ventilator use in New Jersey and more restrictions in states around people's economic and personal activity also heating up. That drove the Dow down 345 points today to 29,438, despite good news on vaccines of late. It was not enough to overcome the near-term concerns about how much this will slow the economy. Saw the S&P fall 41 points to 3,567, NASDAQ down 98 to 11,801. Small-cap Russell 2000 fell 1.25%, its first down day in four after hitting a succession of new all-time highs. Oil up 21 cents to $41.64 a barrel. Gold tumbled, losing its safe haven status, off $16 on the day. Interest rates edged up as housing starts came in stronger than expected. The dollar was flat for the session.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And am I hallucinating, or did you already play this song coming out of the last segment?
No, I did not. I mean, I played
going into this segment.
No, that was a different song.
You sure?
Yes.
Because all I could think about was we used to have that guy from the Rockets on, and we did this song. And so I heard that song last segment, and then now I'm having the Pavlov's dog reaction. Yes, you may have more, Tyler. Oh, okay. Hey, as a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business. And share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local. Hey, before we do the gem of the day, can I vent about something a little bit?
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm very pro small business and very pro local business. And, you know, the Rona has made everything so much worse for everybody. One of my neighborhood bar is East End Hardware. We go there for steak night every Thursday. We were going to swing by last night because they have taco night, and it was completely shut down. So they had a sign out front, and here's what the sign says. Oh, hey, everybody. In not particularly surprising news, our TABC food license transfer to our new liquor license did not go flawlessly because we were previously a private club because they were 900 feet from a school. So you had to get a membership even though it didn't cost anything.
Right.
But the school closed, so The school they were too close to closed last year. All of the food sales that we have made since March would typically allow us to be operable as a restaurant do not count, as they were under a different license number. We now have to reapply to get a full restaurant permit, which, by the way, they've been doing food every night there. I mean, and it says, so we'll be open again today, operating a to-go-only basis until our, for those keeping score at home, fourth application is approved. The only silver lining is pandemic plates are coming back, which they were doing during the lockdown. We'd go pick them up. Says, wish us luck. Hashtag bureaucracy. Hashtag small business woes. Hashtag 2020. Why do they make it so? I mean, especially
hey man,
now.
F- that.
My goodness, don't make it so hard. So because the school closed, nothing they've sold since March counts towards their food?
That sounds like hogwash.
I mean, it does. And
hey, man.
Yeah, and
that.
And Laura, who runs the place, does a great job, and I've gotten to be friends with everybody who works there because, you know,
you make friends with everybody.
Well, I do. I love everybody, but they're good people, and all these businesses and all these bars are having to go through so much crap right now just to stay alive, and you know that's the thing that I hate the most about the Rona is that so much of this is just a pain in the ass, and so I hate that they're having to go through that. But she'll be doing takeout, and hopefully they'll get open again soon. And so if you're looking for a really good plate and you're in the area, just call ahead, order it, go pick it up. And, you know, hopefully we'll be back to being able to, because that's been our new steak night the last three Thursdays. It's been fantastic. And, you know, now that's gone.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Houston, the Rockets, trading Trevor Ariza and the number 16 pick tonight to Detroit for a future first round pick, which gives the Rockets the freedom to use their mid-level exception in free agency. So I guess that's the wind.
So much for that first round pick.
No picks.
All right, now I'm not interested.
Back to no picks for the Rockets.
What the hell?
I just finished the rewind with us talking about what are they going to do with the first damn round.
Well, guess what? I got news for you, Aaron. You can add this to the end of that rewind and just say, well,
upon further review. God.
And then, man, this bums me out. Warriors guard Klay Thompson suffered a leg injury today during a workout in California, apparently to his right leg. The opposite leg of the one he's recovering from his ACL on. So that kind of sucks. As you all know, Klay is one of my favorite players. So that makes me a little bit sad. And then, yeah, more talk about the Sixers, that Sixers-Thunder trade. The Sixers are also sending rights to some Serbian point guard to the Thunder. So,
oh, is it Barkov?
No, Micic.
I was making that up.
Vasily Micic.
I just assume everybody from Serbia or Russia or Croatia is called Barkov.
He's Stipe's brother, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I saw a little other news.
Yeah?
So Wonder Woman 1984, everybody's been saying, when's it going to come out? When's it going to come out? Well, apparently when it comes into theaters, it's going to be released on HBO Max the same day. No extra cost. So I'm just going to go ahead and say now, if you go to a theater to watch Wonder Woman 1984 and pay money for it, you're a dumb.
Am I the only one not that excited about Wonder Woman 1984?
I mean, I'll watch it because it's a new movie.
Yeah, and it's on HBO. So
yeah. These idiots on ESPN are picking Western Michigan tonight.
Well, I'm riding with Team Hoffman on
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, dude.
One of their analysts picked Ball State, I think I saw in the cryon.
One of them did?
One of them. Everybody else went.
No, I'm talking Western Michigan versus Central Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fading me. Fading Hoffman.
That's all right.
They probably had the under last night in the Akron game. Stupid dummies.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to handicap, so I'm just going to ride with Hoffman tonight. And you know where I'm going to ride. My bookie. In fact, I just made the bet right there on my bookie. So if you want to get in on the action, that's your place to do it. You want to get in on NFL tomorrow night, that's your place to do it. And guys, you can bet anything on there. Soccer. There's plenty of soccer out there right now for you. If you miss the Masters, hey, you know what? There'll be more golf. There's tennis. There's everything. And you know what? If you don't get home in time, and this happens to me sometimes, we'll be talking about a game. Well, they have in-game. And what I like doing, especially if a team I like gets down early, then I'm getting a better price on them. I'll make a wager, a live wager in game. You want parlays, you want teasers, you know, those Hoffman teasers that he always talks about. Then my bookie's the place to do it. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. And that's the cool thing, man. Whether you want to use your debit card or your credit card or Bitcoin, you can get money in there, no problem. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie. Left foot slide, left foot up, right foot
or a slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide. Hey, can't let this one.
ESPN 97.5.